Psalm 119 verses 51-100.
The arrogant and haughty, the insolent and presumptuous, those who are self-willed, self-absorbed, and self-motivated, such authorities, ambassadors, and teachers talk big, and they interpret everything, but they show no respect for. From your Torah I will not lean away, nor will I thrust it aside. I literally and completely remember your means to resolve disputes and achieve justice from before time began, Yahweh, and I have been consoled and comforted. Burning indignation and a vexing sadness genuinely grasped hold and seized me because the wicked who disregard and violate the standard actually reject and abandon all association with your Torah teaching, instruction, guidance, and direction. Your engraved and clearly communicated prescriptions of what we should do if we want to be cut into the relationship have been and forever will be a song to me in the temple of my heart, mind, and soul. I remember and proclaim your name Yahweh in the darkness of night, and I observe, I examine, I consider, and I focus upon your Torah. Such she is for me. Indeed, your precepts and directions regarding what we should pay attention to actually save and preserve me when I observe them. Allot me a share by way of an inheritance, Yahweh. I have promised without reservation to observe, to consider, to focus upon, and to explore your word. I seek the favor of your presence with all my heart. Have mercy on me in accord with your word and promise. I considered the merit of my ways, and then I turned my feet and steps to God's witness and testimony. I am coming quickly and without hesitation, reservation, or question to focus upon and observe the terms and conditions of your relationship agreement, knowing that I will be watched over and kept secure by your covenant. The destructive binding cords and disparaging pledges of the wicked who violate the standard which surround me cause me to testify as a witness that your Torah shall not be ignored, overlooked, or forgotten. In the midst of this darkness I rise and stand up to deliberately express my thankfulness and to acknowledge to you that your means to resolve disputes and achieve justice are honorable, fair, and vindicating. I am a partner and companion, living in close association with everyone who as a result of the relationship genuinely reveres and actually respects you, and of those who are transformed by carefully observing, closely examining, thoughtfully considering, focusing upon, exploring, caring about your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to pay close attention to these directions, examining them for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you. Yahweh, your mercy fills the earth. Your clearly communicated prescriptions of what we should do, your engraved thoughts regarding living teach me everything I want and need to know. You have actively engaged and accomplished good, beneficial, and generous things with your servant and co-worker, Yahweh, in accordance with your word. The positive benefits of judgment, discretion, and discernment, and then also understanding based upon knowledge teach me so that I might benefit by choosing to respond appropriately, So indeed in the terms and conditions of your binding relationship agreement I completely trust and totally rely. Before and prior to the time that I responded and answered this invitation I unintentionally erred and inadvertently wandered aimlessly. But now I literally keep my eyes totally focused upon, carefully and completely observing, closely examining, diligently exploring, and genuinely evaluating your word, your instruction, and your promise. You are good, generous, and pleasing Yahweh, and are doing what is good, beneficial, and best by teaching me how to properly respond to your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do in life to live. The self-important and self-motivated lie, they mislead and deceive with their speeches, smearing and slandering me with misinformation. I will with all my heart engage my protector and savior by keeping close to and by observing your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to pay close attention to and examine for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you. Cast and incapable of feeling, indeed unresponsive and gross, their hearts are like fatty oils. Your Torah is actively engaged in my life because I delight in it, something I find totally enjoyable. It is good and beneficial for me that indeed you responded, providing your testimony for the purpose of teaching me how to properly respond to your engraved and clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do to be put into this relationship. The Torah of your mouth is better and more prosperous for me than thousands of gold and silver coins. Your hands have accomplished the work required to conceive and create me, and also they have formed and fashioned me to be firmly established and appropriately directed, so please help me develop the mental acuity to be observant and understand, and then I really want you to teach me how to respond properly to the terms and conditions of your relationship agreement. Those who respect and revere you, they shall see me and they will be delighted, even elated, because indeed, upon the certainty of your word I have placed my expectation. Yada, Yahweh, indeed, your means used to achieve justice and resolve disputes are fair, vindicating, and righteous, and firmly, reliably. And steadily you have responded to my call and have answered all my questions, providing me with your witness. Please, I want your ongoing mercy and your continuous love to always be comforting and consoling for me in accordance with your word and the promises you have made to your servant. Choose to have your genuine, unfolding, and compassionate mercy come to me and elect to really restore me, always keeping me alive. Indeed your Torah is my greatest joy. May the arrogant and haughty, the insolent and presumptuous, those who are self-willed, self-absorbed, and self-motivated be ashamed and humiliated, recognizing that what they have done is wrong, because their deceptions twist and pervert what I've shared. I, myself, continually meditate and think about your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to pay close attention to and examine for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you. Let those who revere and respect you turn to me and they will come to know and understand your eternal witness. May my heart continue to exist blameless and perfect with regard to your clearly communicated prescriptions of what I should do in life to live so that I am not humiliated or ashamed. My soul yearns for your salvation. In accordance with your word, I expect a favorable resolution. My eyes are restricted to your word, your instruction, and your promise in order to declare and share as to when you will comfort and console me. For you have designed and fashioned me to be firmly established and appropriately directed, similar to a vessel of skin and a parchment scroll prepared for inscribing while enveloped within a cloud. Your mercy and steadfast love I have not overlooked, ignored, or forgotten. When accordingly is the day of your servant? How long will it be before you act in judgment against those who are pursuing and persecuting me? The arrogant and haughty, the insolent and presumptuous, those who are self-willed, self-absorbed, and self-motivated have dug a pit for me which relationally is not in accord with your Torah. Every one of the terms and conditions of your relationship agreement is trustworthy and reliable. The liars who deceive and mislead pursue and persecute me, so please support and assist me. In accord with their diminutive worth, they yearn to completely destroy me, eliminating me from the earth. But I have not abandoned your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to pay close attention to and to examine for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you. According to your unfailing kindness and enduring love, be merciful to me so that I might focus upon your precepts and respond appropriately to you. Yahweh, your word stands forever in the spiritual realm of the heavens. Throughout time and through the generations, you have been absolutely trustworthy and resolutely dependable. You fashioned and formed the earth, and it stands and is continually sustained. Therefore, your means to achieve justice and resolve disputes literally stands, and they are totally sustained today. Indeed, they are for everyone and everything, for all of those who engage, work, and serve with you. Surely if not for my enthusiasm for your Torah, then I would have been lost, I would have wandered away, I would have died, and I would have been destroyed, ceasing to exist in my sin as a result of its consequence. Concerning eternity, I will never ignore, overlook, forget, or lose sight of the significance of your precepts. Those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to carefully examine for guidance so that we respond appropriately to you, so that indeed by them you will restore me to life, nurture me, renew me, and cause me to grow to the point I experience the complete fullness of life. According to you and unto you I have been saved. Indeed, this is because I have genuinely searched and pondered your precepts, your teaching, principles, and guidelines, and your instructions which you have entrusted to us, examining them carefully so as to guide my responses to you, making sure that my choices are always within the rules, both rational and moral. The wicked who remain liable for their sins, hope and expect to destroy me, so I protect myself by diligently examining, properly considering, and actually understanding your eternal testimony. I have genuinely seen the limits and end of all created things. Extraordinarily boundless, comprehensive, and utterly limitless are the terms and conditions of your binding relationship agreement. Oh, how I love your Torah! All day, this day, and every day she provides me with the information I need to respond properly. She continually causes me to be prudent concerning staying away from the adversary and those things which are hostile to me. The terms and conditions of your covenant contract are forever before me. From all of my instruction and training I have gained insight and understanding because your eternal testimony serves as my source, providing the information I need to think properly and respond appropriately. Even more than the leaders, chiefs, and authorities who have been prominent, I have consistently developed the skill to understand because I have actually and completely observed your precepts, those instructions which you have entrusted to us, encouraging us to pay close attention to and examine for guidance so that we would respond appropriately to you.